Thank you for giving Nigeria the floor, Mr. Chair. A delegation believes that the codification of the duty of due regard into what could possibly translate into the establishment of a future legally binding instrument on space activities remains an utmost concern. Earlier in the week, my delegation reiterated the need for the existence of concrete non-usage assurances to safeguard states whom have not developed the capability to weaponize space systems. This is with a view to ensure non-interference in the peaceful uses of space systems carried out by such states. Chair, existing jurisprudence on the law of the sea clarifies that the duty of due regard represents a balancing of rights and interests between and among states, and between states and the international community as a whole. Therefore, my delegation is favorably disposed towards the enshrinement of this key principle into a more binding document which could hopefully emerge from this OEWG process. States conducting certain activities in outer space, which could be misinterpreted as undue use of force, should be required to carry out adequate consultations with states that may be affected by such activities, particularly states with dissimilar capabilities. This underpinning principle seeks to ensure that the use of space systems is carried out without discrimination of any kind, while also preventing an arms race in outer space. Furthermore, this principle can only be strengthened through negotiations of a more binding measure to prohibit the use of force in outer space, including the placement of WMDs in outer space. This key focus remains crucial to our work in this OEWG. I thank you.